So if you announce us here for the homily, first a reminder that right after Mass, we have our weekly novena to St. Peregrine. In order for us to get to that novena, we have a few other very festive things. First, right after the homily, we're going to be very happy to receive into formal communion with the church and to receive the sacrament of confirmation, a member of our parish, so Sandra, who's been slowly studying and discerning where God is calling her. So we're going to be happy to receive her into the church and administer on behalf of our bishop the sacrament of confirmation. So that's going to be a festive occasion. Then, of course, at the end of Mass, we're going to bless scapulars. If you have a scapular that you'd like blessed throughout the Mass, I'm going to ask you to please make sure you have it available. At the end of the Mass, I'll ask you to hold it up, and then I'll offer the blessing. Afterwards, I'll invest anyone who has not been invested in the scapular. Normally, of course, I'd have you come up to do that. But in compliments of COVID-19, instead, we're going to give a spiritual investment. I'm going to ask at the end for all those who want to be invested to stand, and then I'll do an investment from here, from the sanctuary. After the novena prayer, anyone who would like to then take a scapular is free to do so. So you can come up. Normally, of course, you'd come up, I invest you, you receive it, and so on. So I would love if we could do it. We're not able to do that this year. So we're going to do all this stuff at the end of Mass. And then again, if you want a scapular at the end of novena, please wait till after the novena. Don't interrupt those prayers. We have a lot of people fighting cancer who need our prayers. After the novena, please come up and take the scapular so we can do that. A few other reminders, this weekend we have Mass, usual Mass schedule 4, 5:30, 9, and 11 a.m. We're limited to 115 people. Some of our sister parishes are either closed or on modified schedules, so we might have a few guests with us this coming weekend, some other Catholics who are coming from other communities, so we welcome them, of course, but I just remind everyone that we're limited at 115. For the most part, if you want to make sure you get a spot, come on Saturday night, right? And come early. So hopefully everyone who comes will be able to find a spot and be able to come in. But we are limited by directives at 115 worshipers. So we'll make it happen as best we can. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
First, I'm so overjoyed to see so many come to this Mass today in order to honor Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And of course, that is Our Lady of the Brown Scapular. First of all, what is the brown scapular? Well, of itself, it's simply two pieces of cloth. One that's worn in the front and one that's worn on the back. It's laced over by two cords. It's a simple devotional. In fact, sometimes we can wear it and forget even what we're wearing. Because while it's just two pieces of cloth, it represents and symbolizes something very important. For the baptized Christian consecrated to Jesus Christ, it shows that consecration. And it shows that we are particularly devoted to the first disciple, the one who loved and served the Lord the best, which is Our Lady, Mary of Nazareth, his mother. We wear that scapular to show we belong to Jesus Christ, and we rely on the example and the intercession of Mary to help us to love and serve him to the best of our ability. It's a beautiful devotion, it's a beautiful sacramental, it's a powerful lesson, powerful witness that we're called to have. Some time ago, years ago, when I was in basic training, getting ready to serve in the National Guard, I remember they took us into this one large room, and they told everyone, it was all male, and the females were in a different area. We all got in the room, and they said, okay, strip down to everything except your boxers. Awkward, right? And there we are, standing in our boxers. And then they make us walk through one line after the other after the other. It'd be measured for our combat boots, measured for our battle dress uniform, one after the other after the other. Well, they told us to take everything off except our underwear. Well, I wore my scapular because it didn't even dawn on me that they meant to take off the scapular. Because I've always worn my scapular since I was invested in high school. The only time I take it off is when I'm taking a shower and I put it right on the handle to make sure I don't forget to put it back on. Right? I didn't even think about it. As I'm walking through the different sessions, here comes this sergeant. He just starts yelling and yelling, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I remember thinking to myself, someone's in trouble. And then I realized I was that someone, right? He comes right up to me. He's in my face. What are you doing? Didn't we tell you to take everything off? As soon as he said, he looked and he realized it was a religious emblem. They kind of paused. And he said, "Are you a Mormon?" Kind of threw me off, you know. But having had Mormon friends, some may not realize that Mormons actually wear something very similar to our scapular. It's a symbol of their baptism. So the sergeant thought, "Oh, are you a Mormon?" And I said, "No." And he started getting fired up again. "Didn't we tell you, right?" And then he catched himself again. And he said, "What is that?" And I was like, nervous. I said, it's a scapular. And he looked at it, and it was a total softening of his countenance. He was like, "Leave it on." As he started to walk away, he turned and said to me, "You're in good hands." Now, I have to be careful about reading the souls of other people. But if I could speculate, I suspect that he was most likely a fallen away Catholic who was probably invested as a child and knew the power of the scapular, because there was something that tempered his response. And for him to acknowledge, "You're in good hands." You see, dear friends, when we wear our scapular, we wear it all the time. It's a reminder to ourselves. Throughout the day, oftentimes, when I have to make hard decisions, I look for my scapular. When things are difficult or uncertain, I look for my scapular. There are times when I'm moving throughout the day and my scapular moves. I'm, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, okay, this is my scapular, right? But I use this as an opportunity to pray, "Lord Jesus, I belong to you. Everything I am is yours." The scapular is a beautiful symbol, a reminder to us of what we are called to be. We are consecrated to Jesus Christ. It's everything we do, how we respond to other people, our patience, our kindness, our love, our selfless service. Everything is consecrated to Jesus Christ. And we look to Mary, never as a barrier or as a distraction. She's a good mother. What good mother does that, right? As a good mother and the first disciple, when we turn to her, she makes our desire better. She lifts it up. She purifies it. And she helps us to love and serve Jesus even more intensely, more passionately, more devotedly. That's what the scapular is. And so I'm so glad to see so many here today as we offer this Eucharist, as we honor Our Lady, and we especially remind ourselves of our consecration to the Lord. That those of us who wear the scapular, it's not a piece of jewelry. Make sure you don't have more religion on you than in you. The scapular is an external, a mere reminder. The heart is far from what the scapular represents. Take it off. It has become an idol. Remove it. But if the heart is where the scapular is, well done, good and faithful servant. That scapular will remind us, provoke us, convict us, encourage us of what we are called to be, the children of God and faithful disciples of Jesus Christ.